Nobody's online. Okay, so I wanted to revisit the Rosh, the Shini Loshen in the Rosh. When the Rosh is explaining why, by Bdikas Chametz, the Rosh holds that there's no problem of talking. You can talk in the middle of because for sure is not Matzrich and Nubracha, and he doesn't think there's even an Isser. Why is that different than Tfilin? Like Tfilin, the din is that you're not allowed to be Sof in Tfilin, Tfilin, and if you Sof, it requires a Nubracha. Where it says Sof Mubarakha, Lay Sof Mubarakha, Sof Mubarakstein. So the Rosh says that there it's different because Tfilin Shalyan and Tfilin Shalyan are two different mitzvahs. But then he's mechalik the distinction between Rashi and Tosfos. He says, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, so because Tfilin Shalyan and Tfilin Shalyan are separate mitzvahs, so if you talk in the middle, you have to make a new bracha because it's a hefsek. But Lefi Rashi, because Tfilin Shalyan and Tfilin Shalyan are two separate mitzvahs, so if you talk in the middle, it's a hesek hadas. What's this distinction? Why does he distinguish Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, it's midin hefsek, but Lefi Rashi, it's midin hesek hadas. It's very sosum. Very sosum in the Rosh. The Gufa Inyan, what's the difference between a hefsek and a hesek hadas? A hefsek means between the bracha and, let's say, by a suda, where this everybody agrees on the ground rules by a suda. All the Rishonim agree how it works by a suda. By a suda, you're not allowed to be mafsik between the bracha and the beginning of the suda. The bracha has to be nismach, it's nismeches, to the beginning of the suda. That's the din of tekef. So if you talk between the bracha and the first bite, to lay me in some kind of talk that's extraneous to the, you could say past the salt, but anything that's nothing to do with the sudda, if you talk, it's a hefsek and you lose the bracha and you have to make a new bracha. Once you begin the sudda and the bracha was attached to the beginning of the sudda, there's no longer a din of hefsek. You could talk, you could shmuz, you can't talk lashon hara, but otherwise you could say whatever you want. In the middle of the sudda, there's no din of hefsek. Why? Let's say Parshat Shat. Because the bracha does not have to be takeif to every bite. The bracha has to be takeif to the beginning of the suda. It has to be attached to the beginning of the suda. And then the rest of the suda, I think we'll say Belosh and Zeh, it'll be helpful later. The rest of the suda is nifter mimelo. As long as I attach the bracha to the beginning of the suda, I was mevorach on the beginning of the suda, then the rest of the suda is nifter. I don't have to make a bracha on every bite. I don't have to be masmif the bracha to every bite. There is a din of hesek hadas. With the bracha at the beginning of the suda patters the whole suda. The rest of the suda is nifter mimela, but only that suda. Something that does not belong to that suda is not nifter mimela, and that already needs a new bracha. That's the din of hesek hadas. Hesek hadas, though, is a much higher threshold than a hefsek. Any dibur shleiming in a suda is a hefsek. Hesek hadas means I was mesir hadas from eating altogether. I was maflik, I went outside and I was maflik for a long time, or I washed the mayim achreinim, so I saw that I was mesiach das from the sudda. There's various ways one could be mesiach das, various ways one can be a mesiach das. But the difference between the hefsek and the difference is, first of all, the difference between hefsek and esek hadas is, first of all, esek hadas normally requires something much greater, much stronger. And number two, it's also works differently. Hefsek works that it breaks the bracha from the beginning of the mitzvah. Hesek hadas works that it breaks the suda in half. So the suda that's nifta mimela is the suda that I was mevorach on the beginning of that suda. The suda that's anything that's from a different suda, so then you have to start afresh. So what the Rosh is saying over here in Tfilin is Tfilin and Tfilin Shalyan and Tfilin Shalyan are two separate mitzvahs. That's about it, why it's different than Bikas Chametz. But what does that do? Why does that make it that if you're soch, you have to mevorach shayim? So he says, "Kana davar mischalak," and this is what we need to understand. "Kana davar mischalak." The Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, it's within hefsek. that I was mafsik between the bracha and the tefillin shel Rosh. Lefi Rashi, it's midin hesach hadas. That means that because tefillin shel Yad and tefillin shel Rosh are two separate mitzvahs, so it's easier to make a hesach hadas between the tefillin shel Yad and tefillin shel Rosh and to break the tefillin shel Yad apart from the tefillin shel Rosh. So again, it's not clear what does that have to do with Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam of a machlekes every day when you put on tefillin, how many brachas do you make? Rashi holds every day when you put on tefillin, you make one bracha, laniach tefillin. If you suck, you have to make two brachas, laniach tefillin, laniach tefillin, and al mitzvah tefillin. Rabbeinu Tam holds every day you make two brachas, laniach when you put on the shulyad, and al mitzvah tefillin when you put on the shulreish. If you suck, you have to make three brachas, because you have to make the laniach again when you put on the shulreish, besides the al mitzvahs. What does that have to do with the discussion at hand? But yeah, so that's the shaila. But if we let's try to ask scholars over. What's he saying? He's saying lefi Rabbeinu Tam it's within hefsek lefi Rashi it's within hesach hadas. So this much we could already say that apparently he holds that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the bracha that you make on the before you the first bracha, the bracha of laniach that you make right away, it has to be takeif to the tefillin shel Rosh. Not only does the bracha has to be always takeif to the beginning of the mitzvah, the bracha or the beginning of the suddah. The fear of Einatam, yeah, what does that do with Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? We don't know yet, but just what the words mean. Apparently, the Rosh holds that lefir of Einatam, when I make a bracha of laniach in a regular morning, without being stuck, I make a bracha of laniach. The bracha laniach has to be takeif separately to the tefillin shel Yad and separately to the tefillin shel Rosh. It's like I have two separate mitzvahs, and the bracha is takeif to the beginning of both. Because it's takeif to the tefillin shel Yad, which I put it right away, and it's also takeif to the tefillin shel Rosh, because I'm not going to talk. So between the bracha and the tefillin shel Rosh, there also won't be a hefsek. But if I talk, then the bracha is no longer taken to the tefillin shel Rosh. That's why I have to make a new bracha. Now, she'enkin lefi Rashi, apparently the Rosh holds that every time when you make a bracha laniach in the morning, it's not taken to the tefillin shel Rosh. The tefillin shel Rosh, the reason why they're nifter with my bracha is not because the bracha was taken to the tefillin shel Rosh, but rather because the tefillin shel Yad and the tefillin shel Rosh are somehow like one suda, and the bracha before the tefillin shel Yad is on the tefillin shel Yad, but the tefillin shel Rosh are nifter mimela because it's part of the same suda, if it was a suda, or the same kfius, the same, whatever it is. Well, we're going to need a word for it. We'll talk later. But let's say the kfius. So I make the bracha on the tefillin shel Yad. I made the bracha on the tefillin shel Yad. I don't normally make the bracha on the tefillin shel Rosh. The tefillin shel Rosh are nifter mimela. The same way the suda is nifter mimela, the tefillin shel Rosh are nifter mimela. The Rosh says that since tefillin shel Yad and tefillin shel Rosh are really different mitzvahs, and the tayag mitzvahs, they're not ma'ak of each other, they're different mitzvahs. So mimela, it's very easy to make a hesach hadas that will separate the tefillin shel Yad from the tefillin shel Rosh, and then the tefillin shel Rosh are going to require their own bracha. So the theory of Rabbeinu Tam, talking between the tefillin shel Yad and tefillin shel Rosh is like talking between the bracha and the beginning of the suda. So you have to make a new bracha. With Pri Rashi, talking between tefillin shel Yad and tefillin shel Rosh is like being mesiach das in the middle of a suda. And even though the chur doesn't rise to the level of hesach das, because I just said a few words in a suda that's not enough of hesach das. So the Rosh says, yeah, but because tefillin shel Yad and tefillin shel Rosh are anyway different mitzvahs, so their connection is very tenuous. So it doesn't take much to make a hesach hadas. The suddah is one suddah, so you need a great deal to break the suddah in half. But tefillin shel Yad and tefillin shel Rosh, which are anyway two different mitzvahs, their connection is not so, is the connection is thin, so it's easy to break them apart. And if you break them apart, then the bracha and tefillin shel Yad will not mean mele part of the tefillin shel Rosh. So now each one needs his own bracha. So I have to make a separate bracha on the tefillin shel Rosh. I think that's the translation of the words of the Rosh. But again, what does that do with Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? It's maybe two ways to understand what Soch does, but what does it have to do with Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam? So be makdim. The riff in Rosh Hashanah that we looked at yesterday, when the riff says that you're not allowed to talk between the tefillah to Meyusuf and the tefillah to Umbud, but if you do, you don't have to make a new bracha. So the riff says, why don't you have to make a new bracha? Why is it different than tefillin? If you soch and tefillin between tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, you have to make a new bracha. So why, if you talk in the middle of the tefillah, is it any different? Says the riff. And this echoes the Rosh. Tefillin shel, or the Rosh echoes the Rif better. Tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are two different mitzvahs. The tekiyas is all one mitzvah. As our matzir, the yusuf, ma'umad, but it's all one mitzvah. Tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are separate mitzvahs and not mocking each other. You can have one without the other. So Mimela says the Rif. So that's why over there you have to make a, that's what there you have to make a new bracha. Then the Rif adds some mysterious words. And the Rif says, what's the last one exactly? V'loy oid. Ela delay hodim mevarach, ahu bracha kamaisa, ela bracha chavisika mevarach. When you suck the bracha you make on the Tzimtzum Shoreish, you don't, it's not the bracha that you made before, olaniach, you make a different bracha, al mitzvahs. It's a different bracha. So that somehow strengthens his case. Very not clear. How does it strengthen his case? What does one thing have to do? It's a different bracha. What's the issue? What does that do with anything? His point is that there is, he says it's two different mitzvahs. So soch is a bigger hefsek, does more damage. Tekiyas is all one mitzvah, so the talking in the middle is not such a problem. What does that have to do? What's his rai from the fact that you're not even making the same bracha when you soch? I think it sounds like this. First of all, we should just make the cheshbon. How does the Rif hold? Like Rashi or like Rabbeinu Tam? What? From this Rif itself, there's a yichof. So what? Rashi. Like Rashi. How do you know he holds like Rashi? What? Because he said, I can't hear. Doesn't he repeat Laniach? This is an important point. Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, you make every morning Laniach, like we do, like Ashkenazim do. You make Laniach on the Shul Yad, and you make Al Mitzvahs on the Shul Rosh. But somehow the Laniach that you made on the Shul Yad also goes on the Shul Rosh. Yeah, why that's so is mysterious. That's very interesting. Why that's so? But it is so. The fear of any time, you make always a laniach on the shul yad, but it goes on the shul rosh too, and then you make a separate bracha of al mitzvahs on the shul rosh. That's on a regular day without talking. Then if you talk, you make the laniach again, because the laniach no longer is able to do the double duty of covering the shul rosh. So you have to make it over again, because the shul rosh needs laniach too. It needs the bracha of laniach and the bracha of al mitzvahs. So the fear of any time, when you're soch, you're making the same bracha over again. You made laniach, and then when you soch, you have to make laniach again. How much does he make regardless? Lefi Rashi, on a normal day, you just make laniach. Goes on both. Then if you soch, you have to make al mitzvahs. So that the Rif says that you're making a different bracha, when you soch, you make a different bracha. You don't just repeat the old bracha, you make a different bracha. That's because the Rif holds like Rashi. The Rif, the Rambam, they hold like Rashi. So, fine, but what does that do with the Rif's point? Like, what does he want from that? He's milking that for something. I think it's like this. The Rif is coming to Lapuke he's coming to Lapuke that we shouldn't say that if you talk in the middle of the tefillah, you have to make a new bracha. So there's one mitzvah. You talk in the middle of a mitzvah, you don't have to make a new bracha. Shalyan and Shalyan is two different mitzvahs, but in the middle of one mitzvah, like Pirayis, you don't have to make a new bracha. What would be the tzad that you do have to make a new bracha? Because this is the tzad the Rif is coming lapuki from. What would be the tzad that if you talked in the middle of a mitzvah, you have to make a new bracha? If you talk in the middle of a suda, you don't have to make a new bracha. It's the Ram, the Rosh, they make that analogy. So by a suda, if you talk in the middle of a suda, you don't have to make a new bracha. What would be the tzad to say? The Rif agrees, you don't make a new bracha by tkiyas, but he's coming to prove it. So he's coming lapuke from somebody who might say that that you do make a new bracha if you talk in the middle of tkiyas. Why would you make a new bracha if you talk in the middle of tkiyas? Why is it different than a suda? You don't make a bracha if you talk in the middle of a suda. Apparently that shita would hold, and we can identify that shita. That's the shita that the Rosh brought, that if you talk in the middle of tikkas chometz, you make a new bracha. It's similar. Yesh l'chalik, maybe. It's hard to know. But Akapanim, what would be the logic of such a shita? Apparently, that shita would hold that mitzvahs are not like a suda. A suda only has to be attached. The bracha and a suda only has to be made at the beginning of the suda. The rest of the suda is niftim imela. But a bracha has to be takeif to every part of the mitzvah. Every chalik of the mitzvah has to have the bracha takeif to it. So when I make the bracha on Shofar, it has to be takeif not just to the tkiyas me'umid, not just to the tkiyas me'yushuv, but it has to be takeif to the tkiyas me'umid, and not just to the tkiyah, but to the shorim and to the all of the lamed kailas. The bracha has to be smucha, takeif to every part and particle of the mitzvah. If that would be true, then how would it work by tefillin? How would it work by tefillin? I make a bracha on a normal morning, I make a bracha laniach. How is the tefillin shel roish, where does it get its bracha from? A bracha. The bracha of laniach that I made in the shel yad must be takeif, nismach also to the tefillin shel roish. Not the tefillin shel roish that niftim imela. The bracha is mamish being said on, because that's the quality of the mitzvah. You have to make the bracha on every part of the mitzvah. You have to make the bracha on the miyushiv and the mu'umid, and if you talk at all, it's an hefsek. According to this madama, the Rif wants to blow away. So if you're going to say that, that means that the tefillin shel roish need their own bracha. Yeah, you need the bracha should be takeif to the tefillin shel roish. So how does it work ordinarily? The Rif holds like Rashi. Ordinarily, you only make one bracha. How do I make one bracha? Where's the bracha for the tefillin shel roish? There, it's the same thing by tkiyas, because the bracha is directly going on. When I make the bracha laniach, it's going on the tefillin shel roish. If that's the case, then what's the nusach bracha for tefillin shel roish? Laniach. Because when I make laniach, normally I'm making it on the tefillin shel roish. So you see that the bracha that Chazal are misaken for tefillin shel roish is laniach. So how come when I talk, so if I talk, fine, so I understand, I talk to it, it's a hefsek. Normally the bracha that I made is going on the tefillin shel roish. Now I talk, it's a hefsek. It's no longer take if I have to make the bracha on the tefillin shel roish again. But what bracha should I make? Laniach. Every day I make laniach on the tefillin shel roish. So why should today be any different? If the bracha of laniach that I make every day is going direct on the tefillin shel roish, that means the bracha on tefillin shel roish is laniach. So how come when I'm soch, all of a sudden I make a different bracha al mitzvahs? It's only a question of the riflet shitos. The fear of Ben Thomas Anakasha, when you talk it, you make a different, you make the same bracha, you make laniach again. But the Rif holds like Rashi that when you talk, you don't make laniach again. Make a whole new bracha of al mitzvahs. Where did that come from? Why is the bracha of al mitzvahs should be laniach? I always make laniach on the tefillin shel roish. Says the Rif, al kochoch, you have to say that no, that's not the way it works. The bracha is not, every time I make a bracha, the bracha is not nismach to every particle of the mitzvah. The bracha is at the beginning of the mitzvah. The rest of the mitzvah is niftim imela. So normally, I don't make a bracha on the tefillin shel roish. Normally, I make a bracha on the tefillin shel yad. The tefillin shel roish are niftim imela. So the nutzach bracha normally is on the tefillin shel yad. Now when I'm soch, so it's a hesach hadas. Now the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish are not connected anymore because I made a hesach hadas. Like the rosh, that the two mitzvahs are easily blown apart. Now all of a sudden, the tefillin shel roish are a whole different thing. If they're a whole different thing, they're a whole different maimed. So now, for the first time in I'm making a bracha on Tefillin Shel Rosh. I never do that. But what's the bracha for Tefillin Shel Rosh? The bracha for Tefillin Shel Rosh. The Zalmitz is not lining up. I don't know why, but that's what it says. But at least we understand. Normally, you make a bracha on Tefillin Shel Yad. You never make a bracha on Tefillin Shel Rosh. Tefillin Shel Rosh and Nifnei Mimela. So I can make a bracha. Well, now when you're sochi, you're making a bracha on Tefillin Shel Rosh. So it's not a different bracha. So the Rosh is saying it's a chacha that when you make a bracha normally, it's not going in every part of the mitzvah. It goes in the beginning of the mitzvah. The rest is Nifnei Mimela. But derech sudah. So why if you suck in the Rakhstein? Because since it's two mitzvahs, so it breaks the two mitzvahs apart. Like the Rosh says, it's Hesek Hadas. Like the Rosh says, I'll leave it to Rashi. It's Hesek Hadas, that's the Rif Mitzvah. So a Hesek Hadas, that's only by two mitzvahs. But by one mitzvah, talking is not a Hesek Hadas by one mitzvah, any more than talking is Hesek Hadas by one sutta. That's the Eichoch of the Rif. Maybe I'll be moist of something that'll add a certain, maybe we'll add a certain havana to it. It's not strictly speaking necessary for the cheshbon, but it'll. I think it's moist, and it's in Yom HaDiyom also already in the Shleishim Yom Kvayim Mechag. There's a Shalom Rishonim by the Dalet Kaisis, by the Seder. Do you make a bracha on every Kais? But not. So the Rif says, you make a bracha on every Kais. Some Rishonim say, why should you make a bracha on every case? I made a baruch pigofen on the first case. Why should I make another bracha on the second case? What happened in the middle? Mela, between the second and the third, I have benching, so I have to make a new bracha. But between the first and the second, the third and the fourth, why should you need a new baruch pigofen? The Shita Suri Shonim that way. The Rif says you make a bracha on every case. So the Rif says two reasons. He says reason number one is because every case is a separate mitzvah. But to Gemara, every case is a separate mitzvah. Reason number two, he says, is because it's also to drink during the Haggadah, or during the Hallel. So there was between the first case and the second case, you go through a passage where you're not allowed to drink. The Ramban and the Melchamas has an arichus to explain why did the Rif need both reasons. So Ramban explains that there's two ways to have, when you make a bracha in one case, and I wanted to extend to the other cases, I talked in the middle. There's two ways that the bracha that I make on one case could path to the other cases. One is if they would be one mitzvah. If they'd be one mitzvah. So if, since I made a bracha on the first part of the mitzvah, it would path to the rest of the mitzvah. The other way, he says, would be if it was one kriyus. Meaning, even if it's separate mitzvahs, but I was kaveya myself to do all of these mitzvahs at one sitting. Very much like a suddah. I was kaveya myself to eat a whole suddah. So the bracha at the beginning of the suddah path is the whole suddah. Well, if I sit down and I'm kaveya myself and I'm going to do a slew of mitzvahs, each one's a separate mitzvah, but they're all of the same bracha. For example, I want to shecht 10 behemoths. So I was kaveya myself and I'm going to shecht these 10 behemoths. So the Ramban assumes, the Ramban assumes that you do not need a separate bracha for every behemoth. Each one's a separate mitzvah. It's not one mitzvah, it's no mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah, it's shech ten behemoths. Every behemoth has its own mitzvah. I mean, it's the same mitzvah, but it's the same mitzvah, but each one is a separate chiyuv. So it's not that it's mitzvah achas, each behemoth is a separate mitzvah, but it's one kriyus, because I sat myself down to shech ten behemoths. So that also makes it serious. So there's two different ways to make a tziruf. You can have the tziruf because it's one kriyus. I was conveying myself to shech ten behemoths. Or there could be a tziruf because it's one mitzvah. The mitzvah makes it tziruf. Says the Ramban, by dalad kaisis, the Rif is telling me you have neither of the above. It's not one mitzvah because each kais is a separate mitzvah. The Gemara says that every kais is a separate mitzvah. But maybe it's one kriyas. No, a kriyas can only be if you could not, if there was no hefs, if there was no point in the middle when you weren't allowed to drink. But if between each one of the cases there's a period where you can't drink because you're not allowed to drink during Maggid, there are models. You're not allowed to drink during Sami Shana Hogikam, but there are models, you're not allowed to drink during Maggid. You're not allowed to drink during benching. You're not allowed to drink during Hallel. So between each one of the cases there's a passage where you're not allowed to drink. So that breaks the tziruf of the kriyas. So it's neither a kriyas nor is it a mitzvah. So that's the tziruf of time. That's why the Rif needed both time. Akupanim, what I want to bring out from that is this notion of a kriyas. But even by mitzvahs, there's the concept of a kriyas. We're used to the idea of kriyas by a suda, yikavei a suda. When you mesir das, it breaks the kriyas. So you make a new suda, it's a new kriyas, it's a new bracha. The word kriyas, we're used to in the context of brachas, of suda, b'chsanenim. But the Ramban is telling me that there's a concept of kriyas by mitzvahs too. You could be conveying yourself to do a mitzvah. So I think we could paraphrase the Ramban when there's two, you could have a kviyus because I was conveying myself to check 10 behemoths. So my das, to do it 10 times, makes a kviyus. Or if it was one mitzvah, so that would also make a kviyus. I mean, maybe they don't need the concept of kviyus, but there's a concept of kviyus by mitzvahs. So let's plug that into the Rif. But I think what the Rif is saying is like this, that the Rif is saying that tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, or maybe it's kiyas. Kiyas to Mishum and kiyas to Mumin is one mitzvah. So if it's one mitzvah, well, even if you talk, you still have the tziruf that is one mitzvah. So you don't lose the kiyas. Because the mitzvah itself makes it tziruf. Maybe even have both, because I plan to do both. Maybe the plan to do both is not enough, because if I'm not allowed to blow in the middle of the Shul Shemoneh Esrei, or there are places where you're not allowed to blow shofar properly. I mean, the middle of Magen Avraham, you're not allowed to blow shofar. So I'm not sure that you would have the kriyas of I'm planning to blow both, but you have the kriyas that it's one mitzvah. So the one mitzvah creates the kriyas together. So if you talk in the middle, it doesn't break the kriyas. By tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, the Rif is saying, there, it's two mitzvahs. It's two mitzvahs. Be'etzem. But I was kaveh to do both. So that makes it clear too. So the bracha at the beginning patters the rest to me mela. Like I said, I don't need a bracha separate on the tefillin shel rosh. The bracha is on the tefillin shel yad, and the rest is nifta, the tefillin shel rosh, and nifta me mela. Because since the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are one kviyas, it's like one suddah. But if I talk in the middle, then I lose the kviyas. Yeah, why do I lose the kviyas? I'm talking in the middle. If I talk in the middle of the suddah, I don't lose the kviyas. If I talk in the middle of tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, I do lose the kviyas. So for that, we need the rosh. That a suddah has more integrity, but tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, which are be'etzem separate mitzvahs, it's very easy to lose the kviyas. So even a little bit of sikha, even a soch, breaks the kviyas between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh, and makes it into two separate kviyas. So mainly you have to make a bracha. Yeah. Can't hear you. No, because they're making a new bracha anyway. What's the difference? I'm not going to make a new bracha. But tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, I don't make a new bracha. But if I speak, I have to. The Tosefos Dvarim that I'm getting over here is, what is exactly tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh? If it's separate mitzvahs, so then how does one bracha patter both? And if it's marashach, no, if tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh are really one mitzvah, so then what does the rosh mean that they're two separate? What is the, but the Rif says they're two mitzvahs. If they would really be one mitzvah, it would be like tefillas. Elamai, they're two mitzvahs. So if they're two mitzvahs, how do I ever make one bracha and the other one's nifta mimela? Like how does that work? The whole point of the Rif is that the way it works by tefillin is that it's not that I made the bracha on the tefillin shel rosh, but now I had a hefsek. If that was so, I would need to make the same bracha again, but I don't make the same bracha again. I make a different bracha. So the whole point of the Rif is to be mechiyach that no, normally I don't make a bracha on the tefillin shereish at all. I make a bracha on the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shereish is nifter mimelo. Now, when I talked, all of a sudden the tefillin shereish need a bracha. That never happens usually. So it's a different bracha than you usually make, because now it's a bracha on the tefillin shereish. That's the whole thrust of the rib. So I just want to understand, how does that work? If tefillin shel yad and tefillin shereish are really two separate mitzvahs, so how does it normally work that I make a bracha on the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shereish is nifter mimelo? How's it nifter mimelo? It's like a different mitzvah. The whole point of the rib is that it's a different mitzvah. Is there some kind of magic that it, when it's two, that it's two different mitzvahs, but they have a connection, so when I'm not mafsig, they merge into one? Maybe there's some kind of magic. I want to say you don't need a magic. That's the other notion that the Ramban has, that there's kfiyas by mitzvahs. So normally I'm kveya to put tefillin shel yad and tefillin shereish together. So that makes it into a single kfiyas. So if it's a single kfiyas, the bracha on the first one patas the second one mimela. But if I talk in the middle, it breaks the kfiyas, because tefillin shel yad and tefillin shereish, which are basically two separate mitzvahs, it's very fragile, the connection. It's not like a suda. It's a very fragile connection. You talk in the middle, it becomes too kviyasim. So maybe you have to make a new bracha. That's the pshat in the riff. The mela, yeah. Yeah, I mean, Emerson, right now I'm only busy with the Rif. The Rif holds Peres as two mitzvahs. But he holds like Rashi that in the rules of Soch. You know, how many bracha, the brachas, you only make one bracha normally. Rashi himself maybe has a different sheet. But maybe Rashi also doesn't mean, everybody agrees that Tefillin Shiyan and Tefillin Shereish, even though they're two separate mitzvahs, there is some connection between them. This dinim, he called Ma'ashem Emenecha, Yushnayim, there is some kind of zika between them. So, they're not ma'ak of each other. So in that sense, they're separate. A kopanim in the... Yeah. I can't hear you. Like the acoustics here are very bad. Okay. It could be in a certain sense it's a mitzvah achas, but it's a mitzvah achas. Yeah, I mean... Even this notion that if you do them together, it's one kviyas and you can make a bracha on one and the other one is nifta mimela, implies that they have something to do with each other. You know, I don't think you can do that with mitzvahs that mamash have nothing to do with each other. I mean, also the nusach habracha wouldn't make any sense. You know, if I sat down to do, sukkah and lulav in one yeshiva with one kviyas, I don't think I can make a bracha leisha b'sukkah and the lulav with nifta mimela. I think it's different because it's different nusach habracha. But you say that, though, I think it's... If I want to be mafish challah and chumah, it's not good for tesefta. You can make one bracha for both, but maybe that's because it's more like Rebbeinu Tam that it's one. The bracha is going direct on each, not that it's one kriyas, separate mitzvahs. Anyway, yeshli is bainu b'dava. I just want to work out the pshatov in the rif. I think that's mamish the pshat in the rif. That's the rif's point. So mimela, now I understand that. Let's come back to the rosh. What does the Rosh say? The Rosh says, you could talk in the middle of the bikkus. You don't have to make a new bracha. It's not even an Aveira. Right now, we're not even focusing right now on the Aveira part. But you don't have to make a new bracha. Because it's all one mitzvah. I tzvach and tefillah l'tefillah, you have to make a new bracha. It's not there, it's two separate mitzvahs. But here's Mechalik. He says, it's two separate mitzvahs, and therefore the Fi Rebbeinu Tam, it's a hefsik. But the Fi Rashi, it's a hesek hadas. You don't understand, what does that have to do with Rashi and Rebbeinu Tam? Now, in the light of the Rif, the Rosh is, and the Rosh Hashanah brings the whole Rif. In the light of the Rif, I think the Rosh is lichtig. He's saying like this, Lefi Rebbeinu Tam, when you talk between Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shereish, what bracha do you make? You repeat the bracha of Laniach. So the Fiyur Rebbeinu Tam, it's takim istaber that the way it works. The Fiyur Rebbeinu Tam, the explanation is very simple. Normally, when you make laniach, it's going separately on the tefillin shel yad and separately on the tefillin shel rosh. The bracha has to be takef to both. So if you talk, it's pasha to hefsek. So you have to repeat the bracha. But lefi Rashi, that's not shayach. Because lefi Rashi, when you normally make a bracha of laniach. When you talk, you make a different bracha, al mitzvahs. So obviously it's not that normally the bracha was going on the shel rosh independently. But now that I talked, I have to make the bracha again. If that was the case, then I would make the same bracha. But I make a different bracha as the riff emphasizes. So our kochach lepshat is, like we saw in the riff, that Rashi holds that normally you don't make a bracha laniach on the tefillin shel rosh at all. You make the bracha on the tefillin shel yad, and the tefillin shel rosh is nifter mimela because it's one kvias. Like by a suda, you make a bracha on the first bite, and the rest of the suda is nifter mimela. There's no din that you have to have takeif to every bite. The bracha doesn't have to be takeif to every bite. So that's how it is by tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. You make the bracha on the tefillin shel yad, and the tefillin shel rosh is nifter mimela because it's one kvias. So if I talk, I have to make a new bracha. I don't need it. How come I have to make a new bracha and a different bracha altogether? That's not a little hefsek. There's no din of hefsek in the middle of a suddah. The din of hefsek is when the bracha is to be mastered from the bracha in the beginning of the mitzvah. But once the bracha was connected to the beginning of the suddah, the rest of the suddah is nifta mimela. Once the bracha was connected to the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel rosh is nifta mimela. So what does it matter if I talk? Says the Rosh al kochach because it's a hesek hadas in the kvius. And this mamash a giveaway. The word hesek hadas has to do is by definition means it breaks the kriyas. That's what hesek hadas means. In case of the mubarakim, that's the concept of hesek hadas. It breaks the kriyas. The tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh are one kriyas normally. So the bracha is on the tefillin shel yad, but the tefillin shel rosh and iftim imela. But if I talk, it breaks the kriyas. Becomes a hesek hadas. Why is it a hesek hadas? Talking the suda is not a hesek hadas. So the Rosh says, yeah, because the Suda, he doesn't talk about a Suda, but he says, normally it's not a Hesech Hadas, like by Bdikas Chometz, if you talk, it's not a Hesech Hadas, because in one mitzvah talking is not a Hesech Hadas. It's like in one Suda talking is not a Hesech Hadas, because they're things that have they have an integrity, natural affinity. But Tefillin Shel Yad and Tefillin Shel Rosh are basically two different things. They're two different mitzvahs. So the Kviyas is very fragile. The fact that it was conveyed to do both together is very fragile. So even a sikhu becomes a hesek hadas. That's what the Rosh says. Even tzoch becomes a hesek hadas. So now it's two kviyasim. So now the tefillin shel rosh all of a sudden need their own bracha. But it's a different bracha because it's a bracha on tefillin shel rosh, which I don't normally have. That's why the nusach bracha changes. That's the pshat in the Rosh. Yeah. It could be the Yeshayimer hold that mitzvahs are not like a suda. One possibility, that the mitzvahs are not like a suda. The Rif apparently thought that they had a Yeshayimer, but if you talk in the middle of the kiss, you also have to go back. You also have to not go back. You have to make a new bracha. Maybe mitzvahs are different. Maybe the bracha attack has to be taken to every single second of the kriyas. Either it's, what about Yeshiva Sukkah? Yeshiva Sukkah, you talk in the middle. And you don't have to make a new bracha. Maybe it's different. Maybe the talking there is part of the mitzvah. Somebody mentioned yesterday. It's not quite a mitzvah svar. Mitzvah to be in the tile in the sukkah includes the talking. Or maybe the Yeshayim hold that every mokum shemachnisa bechamis is a separate mitzvah. It could also be. So maybe Dikas Chamis is altogether different. Okay. Yeah, there's more to talk. I think this is enough. This is steer in the rush. I mentioned the other day. I don't really know how to have a terrace for it. This is steer in the rush. Now maybe we can see the steer more clearly. The rush in Chulin talks about shechting eifus. When you're shechting a whole bunch of eifus, what if you talk between one eif and the other? So he brings an opinion. They have to make a new bracha. In our terminology that we're saying now, some of the pshat is because it breaks the kfiyas. Not one mitzvah. Every eif is a separate mitzvah, but it was one kfiyas. But if you talk, it breaks the kfiyas. Just like by tefillin, talking breaks the kfiyas. So the Rosh says, no, it's not the same as tefillin. By tefillin, it's one mitzvah. One mitzvah. By eifus, and then he says, funny thing, by eifus, he says, he doesn't say it's separate mitzvahs. He says, by eifus, once you don't have to shecht any eifus. So every Eifi, it's a valid. So every Eifi, you don't, you could shecht it, you could not shecht it. So it doesn't have this quality of being one mitzvah. That's a clear what he wants. And it's also not so clear. Hey, by us, he says tefillin is two mitzvahs. And there he says tefillin is one mitzvah. And by us, he says the fact that it's two mitzvahs is more reason to make a new bracha. And over there, he says the fact that it's tefillin. By us, he says that the fact that tefillin is two mitzvahs is more reason they have to make a new bracha. And over there, he says the fact that tefillin is one mitzvah, it's just you all by itself. The fact that tefillin is one mitzvah is a reason to make a new bracha. So it's altogether hard to figure out what's going on in that relation to Emes Lulim. Yeah, I don't know. The rush over there in Chulam needs a hesper. I don't want to miss it. Yeah. Okay. So I can't hear anything in this room. I know what's going on in that rush. Yeah.
How can you explain that the issue of the massive by film is that maybe you still won't make a second bracha, you won't make a bracha on the Shul Rosh, and then you would have missed out on that bracha? Do you think that means that that's implying that bracha shein and simcha isn't an issue because, or that it's just
yes. No, I think it's mashmas, not an issue. But that's a separate nekud in the Rif. Maybe we'll talk to it just for another 5 minutes in the Rif. The Rif has two discussions. One is about the after make a new bracha. So he says by kiyus you do not need to make a new bracha. It's not like tefillin. Tefillin is two separate mitzvahs, so you have to make a new bracha. Like we're explaining, it breaks the kiyus, and kiyus is one mitzvah, so you have a stronger tziruf. So talking doesn't break the kiyus, and you don't have to make a new bracha. Let's say in the terminology that we're saying now in the Rif. Then the Rif discusses, but are you allowed to talk? So, no, you're not allowed to talk in the middle of the tzitzis. Koshul hashiach. And he says, it's a kavach chaymer from tefillin. Madach tefillin that it's two mitzvahs, you're not allowed to talk. So tekiyas, which is one mitzvah, about it, not allowed to talk. About it's another. So the Ran asks, he doesn't understand. By tefillin, you're not allowed to talk because you're goyim a bracha shen etzricha, you're goyim a new bracha. By tkiyas, the Rif just finished telling me, by tkiyas, you're not going to have to make a new bracha if you talk. So why? So make a taste that it's an avera. So that was some of the answer is that the Rif holds that that's not the avera. The avera of talking by tefillin is not the igurim a new bracha. The Rif holds that's not called the bracha she'en etzricha. The bracha she'en etzricha would be if you have something that really doesn't need a bracha and you made it need a bracha. Like, that would be a good example. It's not you make a bracha that you're not mechuyev to make. It's a bracha shein etzricha. But over here, the tefillin shoresh need their own bracha. I have different things that need brachas. I'm mechuyev to eat them all at once in order to, let's say I want to eat today. It's on my diet. I have to eat a banana and an apple and a grape. So there's some din I have to eat them all together in order to not to have a bracha shein etzricha. I can have the grape in the morning, the apple in the afternoon, and the what's the mechatesa? If you eat them together, so the Rif holds, you want to talk in the middle. So that means you want to have them separately. You want to have tefillin shel yad, take a coffee break, go have the tefillin shel reish. That's not a bracha shen etzricha. And the raya is from Rashi, because Rashi learns, I think Tosfos also, if I'm not mistaken, Rashi and Menachos learns that the aveira of talking to tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel reish is that you have to make a new bracha and maybe you'll forget to. Not like the Ran, that the aveira is that you're going to bracha shen etzricha. Rashi doesn't think that that's an aveira. The aveira is you have to make a new bracha and you might not realize and not make the bracha. That's not the Rif either, because that would also not be relevant to tefillas. But kaponim, you see from Rashi that there's no issue of bracha shen etzricha. So what's the aveira? The aveira must be nothing to the Rif holds. The aveira has nothing to do with the bracha. It's stam an aveira to talk in the middle of a mitzvah. The Rif says if it's an aveira to talk in the middle of tefillas yad and tefillas reish, which are really separate mitzvahs, but apparently they're enough connected. I mean, there must be some connection. Tefillin Shliyah and Tefillin Shereish. If they really said two separate mitzvahs, why is there an aveira to talk in the middle? You have to say that even though they're two separate mitzvahs, but they are connected. There's a Vahoyu, or there's a Torah of Zerayah Afkad Koy. There's different things in Rishonim, but what? Somehow Tefillin Shliyah and Tefillin Shereish, they do have a synergy. So we look at them as being enough one that you can't talk in the middle. No, if you can't talk in the middle of the two mitzvahs that are sort of like one, then you certainly can't talk in the middle of two mitzvahs that are really one. That's the Rif. I thought the way we're being masked by the Rif today, it's not daima. By tefillin, when I talk, I break the kriyas. The connection is so tenuous, like the Rosh says, it's a hesek hadas to talk in the middle. By kviyas, if I talk in the middle, it does not break the kviyas, because since they're one mitzvah, the kviyas is stronger, the connection is stronger. So maybe it's more aveira by tefillin where I'm breaking the kviyas in half. Maybe that's not a problem by tekiyas. I think the answer is bullshit. Breaking the kviyas is the brachistika concept. In brachas, it's relevant, is it one kviyas or two? There's no aveira to break a kviyas. So, you know, So if we're talking Hilchus Brachas, so the fact that by tefillin, the kfiyas, there might be Hesech Hadas, which will break the kfiyas, it will require a new bracha, and by tekiyas, talking is not a Hesech Hadas, and it doesn't require a new bracha. But that's not, in Hilchus Aveiro, that's irrelevant. Hilchus Aveiro, if there is an Aveiro over here, it's an Aveiro to interrupt in the middle of doing a mitzvah. To do a mitzvah from beginning to end without stopping. And if it says that by tefillin, a very biyodai, there seems to be some inyan not to be mafsik in the middle of doing a mitzvah. So if that's true, that's true by all mitzvahs. So don't be mafsik in the middle of doing kiyas. I want to talk to the Rambam. We have still time. Rambam's also interesting thing. Rambam Perek Yudalef Brachos. Even for the rest of the Rosh. The rest of the Rosh discusses, okay, fine, the maskana of the Gemara is passing like a papa. You make Al is also lahaba mashma. So is there any preference between Al and Lit? Like how can we find some brachas or Al and some brachas and Lit? Rashi's mashma. The Ri says, relay what's the time of brachas? Basis says. Rashi's also mashma. There's no time. It could be Al, it could be Lit, you could do whatever you want. So I guess the Menhogim of Al, sometimes we say Al, sometimes we say Lit, but in Ikar Adin, it's all the same thing. But the Rosh is done. Says that maybe there is time for brachas. Maybe there's some theory, some unified theory. Why? When do we say al? When do we say lit? So the Rosh brings two mahalchim. Do I remember? So one mahalach, then a mitzvah that has a shi'uz man. I forget already who says what. That it has a shi'uz man. You say al. They say lit. A bracha that's over and done with without any interruption is al. Then he has another mahalach that a mitzvah that you cannot delegate is le, and a mitzvah that you could delegate even when you do it is al. Yeah. Each one is a mitzvah, but we have to have. Today I want to see the Ram. The Ram also has a mahalach in this. The Ram also says that there's a cheshbon of brachos. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph of Brachos basically says that the bracha, the default setting is lit. That includes the opposite of the Rosh. The Rosh holds that the default setting is Al. Even though the Chayra Al is more ambiguous than Le, Le is unambiguously Lehapo. And Al is more ambiguous. Why would that be the default? So the Rosh says, brings Gemara and Brochas, because you want to show that you're a Tamei Chochem. So you're going to, the way you show that you're a Tamei Chochem is you play with fire. You say Al, and you know well enough that it works. So it shows the halacha. People shouldn't think Al is no good. You show them that Al is good. So it's better always to say Al. Lin needs, what needs to always explaining is the Lin. Must be a bracha that is a shizman, or it's a bracha that you can't delegate. That's what always needs explaining. The Rambam is the other way around. The default setting is Lin, presumably because that's what's more unambiguously lahaba. It's always the Al that needs a hesbah. So when do you say Al? So the Rambam says three cases when you say Al. First, the Rambam says, that you need Oyv L'Asiyosim. The Rambam's Oyv L'Asiyosim is Ma'akiv, by the way. If you do a mitzvah, whether it's a chiyuv or not a chiyuv, the Rambam earlier explained what's a mitzvah that's not a chiyuv. What the Rambam means is mitzvahs like mezuzah and maiko. They are chiyuvim. But you don't have a chiyuv to build a house and have a makkah and a mezuzah. If you have a house, you chayev to put up a mezuzah. So that's what the Rambam calls a mitzvah that's a chayva, meaning no matter what, this is a mitzvah that everybody has to do. And then there are mitzvahs that you only have to do them if they're precipitated by some event. Kachikach im also is el atzmi b'vorech lasis. Also is el acherim b'vorech alasim. You do it for yourself, it's lasis. You do it for somebody else, it's out. Case of lovash tefillin b'vorech laniach. Titzis is lisatif. Sukkah is leishiv b'sukkah, and so on and so forth. Aval mekozov kovah mezuzah lacherim b'vorech al kviyas mezuzah. Also lehem makko, you made a makko for somebody else. Make alasias makko. When he has a milo, doing the bris milo. If the father's doing the bris milo, he says lomo. If somebody else is doing the bris milo, he says ala milo. So that's the first distinction the Rambam makes. Are you doing the mitzvah for somebody? Are you doing the mitzvah for somebody else? Then you make al. That comes from the Gemara by Milo. Then the Rambam is another case when you say al. Then he talks about an ambiguous case. What if you're doing mitzvah for you and for acherim? So then he makes a distinction. This is already not from the Gemara. That if it's a mitzvah that's a chayva, then you make lit. If it's a mitzvah that's not a chayva, then you make al. And this ambiguous case where it's loy ula acherim, then what's dispositive is it a mitzvah that's a chayva or not a chayva? Where the Rambam got this distinction, I don't know. Because everything else the Rambam is going to get from the Gemara. Then the Rambam says another thing. The Rambam holds you're allowed to make the bracha before you pick up a lulav. Not like Tosfos that you're not supposed to make the bracha before you put up the lulav. The Rambam holds you could. And if you make the bracha before you put up the lulav, pick up the lulav, it's litul. But if you make the bracha if you pick up the lulav, then it's out. Also comes from the Gemara. Then Rambam adds, "We cannot the lomed shamavorech achash also blebrocha mavorech alasiya." I mean, you learn a general rule that if you make the bracha after the asiya, then you make al. We come back to that Rambam because I don't know clear what case the Rambam is addressing. When do you ever make the bracha after asiya? I mean, by lulav you have the case, but when do you? Where else? The Rambam sheet is loyul asiyos and likuva. If you finish the mitzvah, you don't make a bracha at all. Lulav, it must be a mitzvah in Meshechas, or you have Nanuim. What case is the Rambam envisioning? The Rambam thinks the Rambam is envisioning tzitzis and tefillin. The Rambam itself says that by tzitzis and tefillin, if you make the bracha afterwards, you make nesatim. Rambam earlier in halacha, hey. So it's not all clear, this Rambam. We'll come back to it. Now, kapanim, the Rambam has the distinction, another reason, another case where you can say ow. One case where you're doing the mitzvah acherim. And then the Rambam is a case where you're doing the mitzvah, you're making the bracha after you were yotze the mitzvah. The agmin of it. And the Rambam says another distinction, the shechita, where did it go? Avon netilas yadayim v'shechita, chayilu kedivay harishushem, afilu shochet la'atzmi mevarech ala shechita, yalkisi yadam v'al netilas yadayim. This is another, a third exception that we're not so familiar with. A mitzvah that's not a chiv at all, not like mezuzah and maikah. Mezuzah and maikah are not a chiv in the sense that not everybody has to make put up a mezuzah. But if you have a house, you have to. But netilas yadayim is never a chiv. You never have to wash netilas yadayim because you don't have to eat. By the bias, you already put up the bias. So now you have a chiv mezuzah. So that's the distinction. But in the tefillah sedayim, don't wash in tefillah sedayim, so you'll have a mezuzah. Shmita, don't shech the behema, so you won't have a behema to eat. So that's always something, that's always a dvar reshus, so then the bracha is out. It's not shaykh to say that the mitzvah lishchit. I have to shech. The Rebbeinu Shem told me, I put up a house, I have a house. The Rebbeinu Shem says, I have to put up a mezuzah. But I never have to shech. So then the bracha has to be out. Where did the Rambam get this distinction from? This lechayr doesn't come from the Gemara. The answer is that it does come from the Gemara, because the Gemara asks about the bracha of al hashchit, and the Gemara says leisagi delav ilu shochet. That's agish in the Gemara, but lechayr that means you're shechting for somebody else. That's a rashi in the Gemara. But the Meiri brings two gersos. The Meiri brings is another gersa leisagi delay shochet, not leisagi delav ilu shochet. He doesn't have to shecht, but somebody else shecht. The Ram, the Meiri brings the gear to leisagi delay shochet. You don't have to shecht. Don't eat. Who says you have to eat meat? So that was apparently the Ram's gear to the Gemara. So the Ram had another chiluk in the Gemara that a mitzvah that's a mitzvah reshus. The bracha is al and not lo. So what about beer? So very beautiful. The Ram's all the Ram's distinctions that come right out of the Gemara. Problem is, the Gemara says all the distinctions in Rav Papi, who says that the bracha is al bir chametz. I'm sorry, who says the bracha is live by chametz. So every al needs an explanation, because al is nikarma. But according to Rav Papa, even a bir chametz you make an al, because al is la'abo mashma. So, and we pass like a public, and Moses Hilfus says, al bir chametz. And why talk about bir chametz do you make an al? If either Rambam, you should make a lid, the default setting is lid. Unless you have these other reasons, the default is to say lid. So, how can you make a bracha of al bir chametz? So, for that, there's also a Rambam. That's the last Rambam here in this whole passage. Look at the Rambam. Rechenu mevarach al bir chametz. Bein shebot ke la'atzmi, bein shebot ke la'achem. Why? How should be lit? But the Amam Shemay Ace Shigomar Beliba Levato Nasit Mitzvah Sabir Kaimim Shiftik Kaimim Shi's Barbim Kaimim. Every time you set out to do Bdika, so you the minute you resolve to be Mavatal, just to not say the minute you resolve to be Baidik, but when you're Baidik, can it be Mavatal too? That's so clear what he means. Does he mean the minute you decided to be Baidik and he calls that Bittel, or he means, I don't know, there's an ambiguity here, but that's not the main. That's a minor point. But the Rambam says, the minute you decided to be Baidik or to be Mavatal, you were Mavatal Belibay. So Mimela, it's like me the Agbe Nafak Bay. I'm really Makayim the Mitzvah before I even make the bracha. Because the minute I decide to be Baidik, I was ready Makayim Bittul Belev. So Mimela, it's like me the Agbe Nafak Bay, so the bracha is out. That's the Bechel over here. Even the state is funny. He says the case of lulub min agbin ofak bay. And then he talks about shchita, which is a mitzvah rishus. And then he says v'chein, and it goes back to bir chametz and the idea of min agbin ofak bay. Sorry, it should be connected. It should say right after lulub. Okay, that's a flag over here. Something going on in this Rambam. But upon him, the Rambam is a new theory. You know that bir chametz also is a min agbin ofak bay. Where did Rambam get that in the sugya? So, the Rambam is coming from. There's another meaning. The Gemara says by lulav min agbin ofak bay. That means we're showing him a kasha. So you're telling me, I'm going in a puppy. A puppy holds that al is puppy holds al is shavah, but Rav Papa holds al is lahabah. That's how we pass him. Al is lahabah. How do you make an al on Hilas Lulav? If al is lahabah, what happens even having nothing there? You ready? I'd say. According to a puppy, it's good. A puppy holds al grad is la mafeya. But we all like a puppy, al is la'ba. If al is la'ba, so normally that's good. Al is la'ba, that's good news normally. But by lulub, where it's mida'ag bin ofak bay, l'chor, now we're stuck. So there's no nusuk. Le is la'ba, and al is la'ba, and everything is la'ba. So how do you make a bracha on lulub b'cha? So the other Rishayim speaks, say, I think Taisus, not here, Taisus somewhere else speaks out, that Al is mashma labo too. Le is primarily labo. Al is primarily al could be mashma lemafreya too. You see, according to Rapapa, it's only mashma lemafreya. Rapapa agrees it could be mashma lemafreya. Rapapa just holds that it's also mashma labo. But le is mostly mashma labo. So by a case like mida agbe nofak bay, so you make a bracha of. It's not a. Maybe. Well, maybe they're even equal. Doesn't even matter. According to most Rishonim, as far as the Gemara is concerned, Al and Le are the same. Maybe they have other theories of why we do one and not the other. But in the Gemara itself, the Maskana, according to our Papa, they're both the same. So Al and Le are Mashma L'Habo, but they're not only Mashma L'Habo. They're Mashma L'Habo too, but they also could have a sense of Lemafreya. So you can make the Bracha afterwards. That's what most Rishonim say. The Meiri says, that once the Gemara was machadish that mida agbe nofak be, so then al korchuk you have to say that al is taka mashma mekara, only mekara. But by the mirror, it's binary. If it's labo, it's not mekara. And if it's mekara, it's not labo. And since by lulav we make a brach of al korchuk that al is mekara mashma. Even according to the papa. So why by beer did make an al? Point to our papa. We thought because it's labo mashma. But now you're telling me it's mekar mashma. You see me the agbe nothing, but you see that it's mashma mekar. So look, now it's talking mischalif, and now we have to say that beer chometz. The reason why you make an al is because you're mevatel b'leh. But it also has this element of me the agbe nothing. In this point of the Gemara, when the Gemara injects in the Agmei Nofek Bay, so now it comes out that Al really Lekuli Alma is Mekar. So what's the story by Bir Chometz? Al Kochel Bir Chometz is Hakim Mafeya. Yeah, I don't understand. So why if you're a puppy, do you say Levar? Really, if you're a puppy, fine, we have a cheshbon. If you're a puppy, it comes out in the maschana, I must be Lamafer. And Bir Chometz is also like Lulu. But I still call that, so the Ram must have learned the Gemara, something along those lines. That is, that besides it's mischadish, that by Bir Chometz is also kind of mida agbe nofak. You say that Dvarim is Meirim. So the wiser puppy say that you say livayer. Rapuppi agrees, you say al by lulav. Rapuppi agrees by lulav, you say al. Because me the agbe nafagbe. So why does Rapuppi hold that you say livayer? The same way you have me the agbe nafagbe. So by bir chametz, you also have the words bitul belev. So why does, so Rapuppi, I understand, how can they both out? But according to, but what's the challenge of Rapuppi? Maskonach Rapuppi shver. I have 2 hours. First of all, so what would be the din if somebody was forgot to do bdikas chametz and he's baidik b'soich hamayim? The Gemara, if you lay baidik, if you weren't baidik by night, you baidik by in the morning. If you weren't baidik in the morning, you baidik, it's a mishnah. You baidik b'soich hamayim. What brach would you make? Al bi or levar. Oh, yeah. To feed the Rambam's logic, why is the bracha always al? Bracha by default should be lit. So how come the bracha is al? The Rambam says because me'esha shegomer b'liboy, so the bittul already went into effect. But for soich hamayid you can't be mevatel. Soich hamayid the only you have to be vaydik and mevar. So you should make the bracha of lit. Livar. The Rambam is mefurish not the way. The Rambam in Per Gimel Halacha Vav Chametz Umatzah says you make the bracha of Al whether you buy it by night, by day, Pesach Hamayit, the bracha is always Al. That's the Chora Ha'or in Rambam. That's the same. So like Plug, they wanted the bracha always to be the same. By Lulav, they were Mechalat. You make the bracha before you make Bia, you make a Lir. You make the bracha after you make Bia, you make an Al. Those Mechalat by Dikas Chametz too. You make the bracha before, you make the bracha of Al. If you make the bracha of Pesach Hamayit, the bracha should be Lir. Right, the kasha. Then I have another heart. And this whole and this mahalach in the Rama. The mahalach that was saying in the Rama, based on the Meiri, is that the Rama holds once the Gemara is mechadish to by lulu, if you make a bracha of al, because mida agbe nafak be. So then how do you make every bracha? How do you make the bracha of al bir chametz? Al is meikar mashma. Al kochach that bir chametz also has this element of mida'ag ben nafik. You're already holding after the bittul. Ramara behektim. I mentioned before the seder hadvarim in Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tezvav is very mugga. I'll read it to you again. The Rambam says not to list al luluv. So that's the rule of Mida'ag ben Nafik. And the Rambam says, Mikana Talamed, the general rule, Shah Mivarech Akashaosa Belay Bracha, Mivarech Al Asiyah. That whenever you make the Bracha after you did the Asiyah Belay Bracha, if you make the Bracha afterwards, you make Al. Again, it's very not clear what case he's envisioning. What is this? He's extrapolating a general rule. What's the general rule? Tzitzis and tefillin, the Rambam himself says you make less active. The Chor Bem is by tzitzis and tefillin, Taisus says in Chulin, you don't really have the Svar Mida'ag ben Nafik Bey. Because Dal Me'ahocha that he had tzitzis on before, but what he hasn't, but there's a new chi of every second. Tefillin is a new chi of every second. It's not really like Lulav. Lulav, you were Yaitse, Mida'ag ben Nafik Bey. Like Bir Chametz also, you could say you were Yaitse when you were Bitul Belev, at least with their eyes. By tzitzis and tefillin, you can't say once you put on the tefillin, you were yotzei. Every moment's a new chiyuv. That's the Ravid's time and the Ram. The Ravid thought the Ram was addressing tzitzis and tefillin. Tzitzis and tefillin, there's no mida'ag ben nafik bey. You weren't yotzei anything. Kol ha'yom, you have every minute of the day, you have a new mitzvah. Anyway, besides that, the Ram says beferish that if you didn't make the bracha before you put on the tefillin, you make a bracha l'saylei l'haniach tefillin after you put on the tefillin. Not al, but le. And the same thing by tzitzis. Ram and Halacha Hey, here in Halacha Hey. So Elamai, maybe the Ram means Stam a case where you did the mitzvah and you make a bracha after you finish the mitzvah. But are you saying behold that if you didn't do the if you forgot to say the bracha before you ate the matzah, make the bracha after you ate the matzah. If you forgot to say the bracha before you before you lit chanukah licht, you make the bracha after you lit chanukah licht. The oivel hasiyosan is not likuvim. Maybe that's what the Rambam means, and then the bracha is out. Is that true? The Rambam holds that if you forget to make the bracha before, normally you can't make the bracha afterwards at all. I buy lulav if you could. The lulav is different. You have the nanuim, or maybe like the rich till you put it down is a misunim sheches. Okay. Anyway, that's a problem, but that's not even the problem that I want to draw your attention to. But that's the first thing the Rambam brings. The halacha midag benofek ben. This is a general rule. 5 more minutes. Zot the Rambam. Then he did another rule. So he had 2 rules now. He had the rule about also mitzvah lacherim. Now he had the rule about midag benofek ben. These are all the exceptions when you say out. Then the Rambam says the third rule. Aval antilas yadayim v'shchito ha'elu kadibi harishusim. I feel shochet ask me gorech al shchito v'al kisi yadam aval antilas yadayim. Shchita, it's a new rule, shchita. That is a reshus, and a reshus, you don't make a bracha of lech. V'chein hu mevorech al bir chometz ben shebodek la'atzmei ben shebodek la'cherim shemei shegome b'libe levat l'nasis mitzvah z'abir k'aynim sh'yivdek k'mei sh'yizbayim k'aynim. So with this v'chein, she's bir chometz also, it's al, because the minute you were goyim b'libe, you were m'kayim the mitzvah. But this v'chein is connected to what? V'chein is going back to lulav. How can we interrupt in the middle with shchita, mitzvah reshus? The Rambam is doch the sadran par excellence. Everything the Rambam is musudu with a logic. What's going on over here? So I think the pshat is that the Rambam had a different the Rambam's havon and the agbe nafag bay. The reason why you make an al after you pick by lulav the agbe nafag bay. The reason why now you make the bracha al is not because al is mashma more lemafreya, more meikara. So since I already did the mitzvah, I want the bracha to be mashma backwards. And I don't want it to have liz too much mashma lahaba for a mitzvah that I already was yotzi in the past. That's not the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam holds the vorta midag be nofak be is that since I was already yotzi mitzvah lulav, so meila the mitzvah lulav now going forward is the reshus. And on a reshus, you make al. I could say it in 2 nuschos. I could say it in the nusach of Taisus that how are you making the bracha altogether? It's after the mitzvah. So Taisus asked the nanuim. The nanuim are only shiuri mitzvah. Shiuri mitzvah are only a reshus. Doesn't pass to say liz mashma chiv. That's the whole point of the Rambam b'shchita. You can't say liz shetzi vanu lishchait because you don't have to shecht. If you shecht, you're mekayim the mitzvah state, but you don't have to shecht. So by the same token, after you picked up the lulav, so you have to do nanuim. Nanuim is shuri mitzvah, ma'akmanis abronius psa. It's not a chiyuv. So the Rambam holds that doesn't warrant. That's a mitzvah shush. That's like a mitzvah shushus. That doesn't warrant the bracha of lit. That's al. Or even more gishmak, if you go like the Ritva. The Ritva, you see in the Ritva, understood the Gemara. That the nekudah that midag be nafak be. So what you're making the bracha now? The Ritva says he talks about the nanum too, but he says he thinks the ikur you're making the bracha not in the nanum. You're making the bracha because the Ritva holds the mitzvah's lulav. Kol zman you don't put the lulav down, the mitzvah continues. When you put the lulav down, the mitzvah's over. That's where the Ritva says that if mitzvah's ain't shriches kavana. So people would carry the lulav to shul, and then they would put the lulav down on the table, and then they would pick it up by the nanuim, and they would make the bracha. Before halal, they would make the bracha. So it says not so good, because that means you're only making the bracha on the derabanan. The nanuim is only a derabanan, shuri mitzvah. Better to make the bracha after you pick up the lulav. He says, he's like also in the Gemara, it's not right to make the bracha before you pick it up at all. That's not proper. You have to make the bracha after you pick it up. But it says you make the bracha after you pick it up before you put it down, because you're still doing your mitzvah deraisa. But if you wait till you put it down and then you're picking it up for the nanuim, that's only a derabanan maxim. See in the Ritva that lulav is a mitzvah nimsheches. You don't have to hold it for any particular quantity of time, but close man, you're holding it, you're still makayim the mitzvah. This is in many mitzvahs you have the shayla. Let's say you have to eat a kezayis matzah. What if I eat two kezayis of matzah? Is the second kezayis matzah not a mitzvah at all? Or as long as I'm eating, I'll continue to eat in one without a hefsek, maybe it's all mitzvah to the mitzvah. The Ritva is by lulav. The lit taisus is not doing. Taisus, the minute you pick it up, you're finished. Over. All you have left is nanuim. The only everlasting usun is nanuim. The Ritva holds, forget the nanuim. It's everlasting usun because even after you picked it up, the mitzvah is nimsheches. But that mitzvah that's nimsheches, is that a chil or a reshus? That's mamash or reshus. I don't have to hold the lulav any. I can put the lulav down instantaneously. As long as I continue to hold it, I'm continuing to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's a reshus. So I think that's what the Rambam. So the Rambam says that's the rule of midag benofak bay, that I'm making the bracha after I was mekayim the mitzvah. I'm still doing the mitzvah, so it's overlas yosan, but I finished the requisite amount, so it's no longer a chiv, it's a reshus. So then the Rambam brings the case of shechita. It's not a different case. It's a hemshech of the same idea. That Natilus says I'm on Natilus Yadayim. It's a reshus from the get go. It's lulav you make an al. Because it's a reshus now, it became a reshus. And he says, Shechita, you make an al because it was a reshus from the very beginning. But he's still in the same notion of Midagman. It's not a new thought. He's still explaining the repercussions of Midagman Nofagbe. And then he says, another case of a reshus. That Dikas Chometz, since I was already Mekayim, the Bittul Beliboy, as soon as I was Gomer Beliboy, so the Chiv I already really fulfilled. At least the Chiv Tashbisu I already fulfilled. So Mela, you make the bracha. So even though, however he means, I mean, you still have to know. The Ma'aseh still bothers me because I fulfilled the Ma'aseh, but me different soifim I have to be by the kumavar. The Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Beis, have on me different soifim we have to be by the kumavar. So that's not a reshus, it's a chiyuv. The deraisa now became, maybe you could say the deraisa, I was gomer beliboy, but as long as I take the chometz out, then maybe it's a hemshich of the kiyum deraisa of tashbisu, but it's not so clear to me. Why is this called why is this called a reshus going for? But I think that's what's going on in the Rambam. Again, I'm not quite sure exactly how to nail it down at the end of the tikkun. So I'm not sure if this allows us still to maintain the word that the teretz for the Rambam. What does that do with the Gemara? Where's the mahalach from the Gemara? We want to say mahalach that once the Gemara is mechadish, based on the Miri, once the Gemara is mechadish midag benofak bay, so you see that Al is made korah mashma. If Al is made korah mashma, so how do you make al beer? Of course, if al beer must be also made korah because Megomer beliba. Now we're saying that's nothing to do with the al by lulav is nothing to do with meikar mashma. The word of by lulav is midag benofak bay is, and now it becomes the bracha and reshus. So, okay, so we're not suggesting that Al is Mekor. Al continues to be Laba. What's the kasha of Bir Chomis? Why should we change anything? Bir Chomis is Laba. Like, there's no new kasha now that's generated that we should need to have a Chazor. The whole point over here was that when the Gemara is Mechadish, with Agbe Nofek Bey, all of a sudden we're discovering that Al is the Mefreya. So even our Papa has to say Al is the Mefreya. So how does our Papa explain Bir Chomis? Oh, it must be Bir Chomis is also the Mefreya. What does our Papa do there? I don't know. But now we're saying that's not what's going on. B'chalum midag benofak bay. We're not mechadish that Al is l'mafreya. We're mechadish that Al is mashmir reshus. Al is the bracha for reshus, and the tilus and continuing to hold the lulav is a reshus. B'chametz. But the Gemara knows that B'chametz is a reshus. So the Gemara now is bothered. Maybe we'll say the same thing. The Gemara knows that B'chametz is a reshus because that was the Gemara always knew. Gama beluba. You always knew B'chametz is a reshus. Now the Gemara is bothered. So why do you say what? So then. So then why does, I mean, so maybe that's the pshat now. Maybe now we have a new pshat in our papa. We thought our papa was because the old Al is the Haba Mashma. But now that we say midag benofak bay, we could say a new pshat in our papa. Al is not the Haba Mashma. But Al is Mashma Rishus, and because Chomets is a Rishus. All right, that's already more, there's less motive to say that. I guess we had a motive, we had a kasha. You're telling me midag benofak, but you're telling me all of a sudden Al is make korah mashma, even according to our papa. So then how come you make a bracha of Al bir chometz? Al kochah, that's also make korah mashma. Yeah, there's less motive. Now we're going to have to say, it's no new kasha. Nothing. We just were mechadish that lulav is a rishus. What does that do with? It doesn't generate any new kashas. We'll have to say some more, we'll have to go more on a limb. The Gemara always knew that bitul chametz is a rishus. That bikkur chametz is a rishus. In some sense. I mean, it's not the ikkar. So now the Gemara is mechadish that by lulav, since you're yotzei the mitzvah, so now it's going forward as a rishus. So now we have a new Hezbir and Albi Afamts. Right there. I don't know. That input is not so. I think that gets worse. Yeah, and then there's the other thing. I mean, it's not so clear to me why because Chama should be a Rishus. You're Yaitz the Raisa, but it's still a Drabbanim. Any of them. The Maisa, the Sidur Advarim and the Ram Misha. That's the main thing we want to bring out. I don't know what's. The Sidur Advarim and the Ram, the Chayr will be Mashma, and the Vod itself is appealing to me. The Sidur Advarim and the Ram will be Mashma, that this Vod of Rishus, that's the Hezbir Mid Agbe Nofik. That's why the Ram is still busy with me, the Agbe Nofik. And then he says v'chein, because he hasn't left off. He hasn't left the lulav alone. He's still busy with lulav. So then he can say v'chein because chametz. He's not because he's still in that thought about this concept of midag v'nofik. Yeshu gomer believer levatel nasis mitzvah sabir. Could be the Ram is a shittosim. Maybe the Ram, we saw the Ram holds mitzvah tashbisu is only bitl b'leiv. The beer min ha'olam is not mitzvah tashbisu. Maybe the Ram holds that the bracha is on the tashbisu. The bracha is not. It's a bichas mitzvah. It's on the mitzvah tashbisu. The bracha is not on the beer min ha'olam. So the different seifrim is that you have to not just rely on bitl, not just be mevatel min ha'leiv, but you have to also get rid of the chametz min ha'olam. Ram held that's not mitzvah tashbisu. That's not with the rabbanim. Maybe it's shloyav alochle. Maybe it's for other reasons. But a component, that's not what the bracha is on. The bracha is not on the bittul b'leiv. And the bittul b'leiv is the bracha is on the bittul. And the bittul b'emes you did b'leiv. So Chazal and Mesakin to do it b'peh too. Yeah, Chazal didn't want to rely on you to do b'leiv. Chazal wanted you should do it b'peh. But that's already more like a rishus. There'll be a big revach. The Ram says, "Kimeisha gomer beliba levatel." Why gomer beliba levatel? Should be gomer beliba livdik. Isn't that true? When I'm gomer beliba livdik, I'm also mevatel b'leiv. Why does the Ram stress meisha gomer beliba levatel? The answer is, yeah, that's maybe true. When you gomer beliba livdik, you're also mevatel b'leiv. But the bracha is not on the bittidika. The bracha is on the bittul b'peh. So the Ram is not talking about the bdika. What are you making a bracha on? You're not making the bracha on the bdikah. You're making the bracha primarily on the bittul b'peh. Because tashbisu is bittul. And you have to be mevatel b'peh. So the Rambam, really, make your adin, bittul b'leiv is enough. When you're gomer b'leiv to bittul b'peh, so there's a bittul b'leiv already. And it's a beautiful thing. So why would Chazal Matzrich he should be mevatel b'peh? If bittul b'leiv is enough, why would Chazal Matzrich he should be mevatel b'peh? We could say says Berim. I would say Poshut. Because in the Ramas Mavur, when are you mevatel b'leiv? When you're going to believe it to be mevatel b'peh. So of course we have to tell you to be mevatel b'peh. If we're not going to tell you mevatel b'peh, maybe you won't be mevatel b'leiv. That is a very geshmack of word. Maybe the bdika itself doesn't make the bittul b'leiv. Maybe I'm not mevatel b'leiv. Maybe the bdika doesn't make bittul b'leiv. I could say even Hezbir. Bdika is only for the chametz you're going to find. The chametz you're not going to find. Maybe you're not mevatel. So the Ram did. So maybe it's not even true that when you're gomer b'leiv lived like you're mevatel b'leiv. That's not true. I'm b'edik for the chametz that I'll find. The chametz that I'm not finding. Who says I'm mevatel b'leiv? But what's true is that when I'm gomer b'leiv to be mevatel b'peh, I'm already mevatel b'leiv. Listen, why are we mesakin to be mevatel b'peh? So just to have bittul b'leiv. Harry says. But you're only mevatel b'leiv when you're going to believe it to be mevatel b'peh. So we need to make the takana you have to be mevatel b'peh in order to affect that you should go and believe it mevatel b'leiv. Like hi maha. So we have to make a takana to be mevatel b'peh. But the effect is once we make a takana to be mevatel b'peh, the minute you're going to believe it that you're going to be mevatel b'peh, you're already mevatel b'leiv. So the mail of the bracha is no longer the chiv is the mevatel b'leiv. The bittul b'peh is only a chetimsi shemivatel b'leiv. So that's more like, that's not a chiyuv. We can't say it's sivano to be mevatel bepeh. There is a mitzvah tashbisu, and the mitzvah tashbisu is bittel. But bittel belev, not bittel bepeh. And Zal said you have to do bittel bepeh, because that's how we know you're going to be mevatel belev. So we have to make you be mevatel bepeh, so that you'll be mevatel belev. But the bracha is always after you finish the main thing. So that's already called that. That's not called v'tivon. Why? Yeah, why did Chazal make the bracha? By the k'sarach sheivatul. Why the bracha should be by the bittul? By the k'sarach sheivarech. Why do it? She wait and she be make the bracha taka by the bittul b'peh. Any of them. I don't know. Hey, basically, I don't know. So this is tentative. I'm not sure if this is the bottom line of the round. Yeah. What? Yeah. Bdika and beer is a fulfillment of beer, but you already have the beer belay. You already have the bittel belay. You should gama beliba levatel. In the work out of your comments. Maybe just like the Gemara says, the bittul itself, they said you have to be mevatel b'shas bdikah. They wanted a concrete meister to attach everything to. So they said you do a bdikah, and together with that, well, you'll have a bittul. You won't forget to do the bittul. Everything, they made a concrete. So who had in the bracha is also like that. The concrete thing is the bdikah. Mimele you'll be mevatel, which is the mitzvah tashbisu. Mimele you'll and so the bracha also goes. The bracha goes on the fixed point that Chazal, around which Chazal built all of these things that you shouldn't forget to do. They wanted a protocol, a fixed protocol, and the centerpiece of the fixed protocol. This I'm not making up. This is the Gemara. The centerpiece of the fixed protocol is bikkur. Once you do bikkur, you'll remember to do bittul. So Chazal made that's the fixed point. So the bracha is also then. The bracha is also before. The bracha is before the bdika. Then right after the bdika, you're mevatel. So around the bdika, you'll have all of these. You'll have all of these things. But the mitzvah tashbisu is only in the bittul. The bracha is on the bracha, even though you're making it before the bdika, but the bracha goes in the tashbisu. And the tashbisu be'emes is always finished. Because once you know that you're going to have bdika, and then you're going to be mevatel from the sheni to do it, and memeli mevatel everything b'leib. So you're really always holding afterwards. But you have to have this protocol, because otherwise you won't have the bittul b'leiv in the first place. Mele, it's kind of an anomalous bracha. I'm making the bracha, you have to have the bdika, and you have to have the bittul b'peh, you have to have all of these things, because otherwise you won't be mevatel b'leiv. You have to have bdika, because otherwise you won't be mevatel. And you have to be mevatel otherwise, you won't be mevatel b'leiv. So the thing that sets the ball rolling is the bdika. But the real mitzvah is the tashbisu, and the tashbisu is bittul b'leiv, and the tashbisu really you have before you even start. But you have to start, otherwise you won't have it. So the bracha is you can't make a bracha with sivan al-lubar. The bracha is al-bir. But then you always get the beer before you even start. In Rambam's Kishmak, how it stems with the Gemara, I don't know, but in Rambam, it's very interesting. From these two things, I think the diukim in the Rambam are the sidur hadvarim in the Rambam. And then this other nekuda that the Rambam says, "Me'eshu gama beliba levatul." What's me'eshu gama beliba levatul? Me'eshu gama beliba livtan. Right? So the bdika is not tashbisu. The bdika is not the focal point of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not the bdika. The mitzvah is the bittul belev. It's the mitzvah is the bittul. So the Rambam says the bittul you always did already. Because the bittul you know you're going to be mevatul belev. You know you're going to be mevatul belev. You always already were mevatul belev. The Mele of the Bruch has to be in such an in the Nusach of Rishus. Yeah. What? Seich HaMayed. mean, why is there a bracha b'sechem mayit at all? You've never been kaim tashmisa b'sechem mayit. Oh, you're asking a good question. Oh, that's a tapio, that's a big kasha. That was my whole thesis, that the Ram Sheet is b'sechem mayit, that's why it's not nitikul essay. The whole, that was my shibbut Torah, the other way. But the Ramans and Mars Kacha, the Kasha, the Kimishkachas, the Levatel, Ramos Yover, when you find a Guskiyof, the Ramos Yover, the Mafreya. Because it's a Guskiyof that you knew about and forgot. So Yover, the Mafreya, was the Mars Kasha, the Kimishkachas, the Levatli. So the Mars Kasha is going to be monatic. The Mars answer, you can't do Bittul anymore to be monatic. So why not just throw it, but do Bir Mina Olam? That you could do. Terrence says, yeah, but that's not Tashbisu, that's not Anito. So it's muchuk and the Ramam the Tashbisu v'sechamayit you don't have it all. That's why the Ramam is by you're liking by your Rabbi Moshe. It's not a lava nitik lasei because this, the Tashbisu is only kaidem amayit. Kaidem is manisurei. But there is a bracha. So it's muchuk that the bracha is not on the mission Tashbisu. The bracha is on the ma'aseh b'dika. So what does the Ram say over here that you already mivat the b'leiv? Right, but you still it's like gar from techamayit. I have to say, that somehow the Mrs. Bdika only warrants the bracha of Al, not a bracha of Lich. If you were doing Tashbisu, so that would warrant the bracha of Lich. But I'm only doing Bdika, the Mitzvah Darabon of Bdika. The Mitzvah Darabon of Bdika doesn't warrant the Lich, it only rises to the level of like a Mitzvah Shushus. Yeah, but that already needs a Hezbollah. Why? Because it's Darabon, that's not a reason. I don't know. I have to think about it.